It's time for the Gizwiz with Maz Matusrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2042, recorded Thursday, May 29th, 2025. Hip holster holdup. On this episode of the Gizwiz, Diggity has another What the Heck Is It? Plus some karaoke for kids that can't contain themselves. We love alliteration. My last of the tech for tech crappy corner gadgets and a pretty funny host chat video from the past. All next on the Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now,
and here he is, the only gadgeteer to go to rehab for gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Good. Doing very good.
Excellent. Yeah.
How's it been? How's it been the last week?
Let's see. The only fun thing is on Friday, they have a thing over at Twit Hangout with... And it was Leo and I talking about, Leo rounded up every single theme we ever had, you know, because it used to be weekly.
Yeah.
So we had a Monday theme, Tuesday theme, and then between George Wood and all the other writers, someone wrote the Saturday theme, which is they sing about having no theme. And the Sunday theme where everybody's sleeping.
And then there were so themes that had like themes on themes. So it was like, oh, it's the Christmas version of that theme.
The Michael Jackson thing, the rock and roll thing. I didn't hear it. There was like a church choir theme. And then after... A couple of days ago, Giz One, he's in chat. He said, I found one of the earliest shows where Chad took over. And he said, I found it very funny. And I thought it's kind of funny, too. It's like two and a half minutes, but it's kind of interesting if you want to see you a long time ago.
From the archives.
From the archives.
All right. Well, I guess let's see how this goes here today. This could be interesting.
Okay.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mads Matusrider, and the Gizwiz. You know, I never intro the show, but I'm so excited because today I've never even met the man. We're meeting on camera for the first time, co-hosting the Gizwiz show, Justin Robin.
I forgot to tell you this. Justin couldn't do it. It was kind of a last minute thing, so he can't do the show today.
Oh, you know what? It's okay because Brian told me anytime he can come in if Justin can't do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Brushwood.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, about that. Brian is actually incredibly busy. He can't do the show today. I'm sorry, Dick.
Well, you
I should have told
man,
you that.
Man, tough break,
because there's some person in the studio who always said, Dick, if you need a co-host, just call on Mr. Tom Merritt.
Actually, Tom said he was really, really busy today. He couldn't quite squeeze it in. I guess he's asleep. Let's not wake
bourbon
him up. Do you have anybody
hand.
Else in your Rolodex?
You know, there's a diner across the street, Hallie's Diner. Leroy, who 3 months ago waited on me, will co-host the show.
Yeah, no, he's no Leroy came here. I'm sorry, Dick. We're really striking out here.
I dread to think where this is going. Please, not Chad, okay? Please. I mean, 1 week. It was like murder. Don't let it be Chad.
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I got Chad for today.
Oh, is he there yet?
I don't know. He said he was going to help out, but
okay.
Gosh. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
I cannot believe it.
He said yes. He's doing it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm excited.
My favorite co-host,
Hey!
OMG Chad!
How you doing, Dick? Man, I had so much fun last week.
It was amazing. You are always my first choice to do the show, and when I saw that you came in today,
you are so nice. You are the most sincere fellow I know. You are the best.
Well, you know, it's kind of. I think we work well together. And I think we'll prove that today.
I feel like we're on the same page all the time. And with that, I guess let's go ahead and start the Gizwiz.
That was very funny. Giz one, I totally forgot about that.
What a walk down memory lane. Jason Howell was the technical director of the show.
Yes, yes.
Tom Merritt made an appearance. That's crazy. Shout outs for Justin Robert Young, Brian Brushwood. That's great.
That was great.
And
that
was great the guy across the street that served you. I forgot at the
yes, yes. Yeah, Leroy.
Leroy. At the Petaluma
Cafe.
I think
Leroy's hosting. He's only hosting his own show.
Right. Leroy's Corner.
Lunch with Leroy, he does.
Exactly. It's actually very popular. I hear he's getting a Spotify contract any day now.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very
it's kind of crazy. That is great. Yeah, and that wasn't a wig, folks. That was my real hair, if you can believe it.
Boy, that was attached
to my head.
Wow. It was.
Yeah.
But it got mellow as time went on.
It did. It regressed back in, and it got less and less bright red, neon red. That day it looked a little orange, for sure.
Yeah. No, and someone's saying, is it a wig now? No.
No, now it's still.
No, no.
I've always had a good head of hair. That's always, you know.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I can see that.
I got that going for me. No matter how much I bleach it or dye it or burn it off my head, it seems to just come back. So I got that going for me. That is great. That is fantastic. And then the Talk with Leo show, I guess people have to join Club Twit to find that after the fact, if you didn't watch it live.
Yes, right? Evidently, as I understand it, if you were there, you could watch it live on YouTube.
Right.
But now, and someone said that after a certain amount of time, it goes back to being on YouTube for free. So
I
don't
see.
Know that part. Anyway, that's Club great. Twit.
Club Twit. Twit. That's fantastic. Okay, shall we jump into some?
Yeah, let's say the first gadget. I think you're going to love this. It's so clever. Here we go. Okay.
Here it is.
It's going to be the world's easiest. What the heck is it? Dennis, take a guess.
Would it be a karaoke microphone speaker?
Excellent. Excellent.
Was that our what the heck was it?
That's coming up next.
Kind of gadgets that people like. This is one for kids. And it's a mini karaoke system. I think it's like for ages 10 and up. Oh, it's cute. Little guy.
Looks like a thermos.
It's the speaker.
It doesn't. It almost looks like a big big Canon camera.
Yeah. Or like an old-timey flashlight. That looks like a sticky deodorant.
ABC just built that new, like, $50 million studio. I think they use these mics.
There you go. Okay. I'm sure.
So, you know what? I know nothing about this. Let's see. We have a little aunt. Let's see. Wow. Did you hear that bass noise? Look at this. Has this got battery in the microphones?
That looks like an Apple app icon live.
It just stays on. And you know what? It seems. Oh, I thought the lights were pulsating to my voice, but I'm not sure. Okay, I'll look at the book. And we'll come back. It seems.
Sounds like you're in a high school gymnasium with the reverb.
It seems like the speaker is fairly decent for its size. You can change the lighting on the speaker. Let me see. You can do solid colors, pulsating, multi. It looks like three or four different changes. View. You know what? I can't even read it with this. it's one of those short pause, long pause. But it does a lot, okay? There's USB out. You can put in your own memory card. There's an earphone jack. The mics just connect when you turn them on. As long as you see solid blue, the mics are paired with a speaker. Now, I read some of the reviews on Amazon, and it seems you can download a third-party app to play, use it as a karaoke device. You have one cable, but there are three things to charge. The two mics, and the device itself. Finally, did read this. There's not one word here about voice changing, but on the thing it says original voice, monster voice, female voice, baby voice, male voice, okay? And so I've just been playing around with the buttons. So, you know, there's long press, short press. It seems you have to hold one button here for at least 3 seconds.
Let me hear. So this is what I sound like. Then you hold this for 3 seconds. Now, this is my own voice. I'll do it again. Did it change anything?
Oh, I guess it did.
Is this the girl? The female voice? And now,
this is my manly voice. Yes, step back from the speaker. That's better.
Okay. And then,
it's the baby voice. Oh, so cute.
I hope there's a podcast award for acting on. Did we do them all?
I have to hold it for three seconds.
Now, how much would you pay?
So, Chad, how much is this
system?
I would say $40, $50.
I'd say maybe $30.
Okay, it's quite amazing. Let's go
for
over
two
to
wireless speakers and
the Price is Right board. It is $1,580. Okay.
Half.
$1,580. Well, a 5% coupon. I don't know what that gets. It's like 80 cents off. Oh, it looks like there might be another 10% off. But if you're looking for a fun little gift that'll keep kids entertained and you possibly crazy, check that out.
That is crazy. The chat was guessing their prices. 60,
I'm looking.
50, 25 was the cheapest, Sims Rachel says.
Yeah.
49. I think that's great price.
It only had like 100 and something reviews, but it was like, how many reviews? 144.
Yeah.
4.9.
Wow.
People are raving about how kids, it really is very sophisticated.
Yeah.
There's not one word about using it with your phone, but two of the reviews said you can play music directly from your phone. And then I typed in, how do you pair it? And it says, sorry, no results for that question.
Oh, no.
But
how do you get the Bluetooth to go?
It's pretty amazing. And all the way at the bottom of that page, There are systems cheaper. There's one with a single mic for $10.
Oh my gosh. Let's look at some of these.
Yeah.
Like this one.
It's
12.
That looks like the same thing almost, but $13. There's one for
I was gonna see if they had any other. They just have colors. They have just two color options.
Yes, just two colors.
That's interesting.
I think it's really, if you want to entertain a kid, wow, $10. Oh, that's the one with one mic.
Yeah, yeah.
But it still has LEDs.
Yeah, I agree. Scooter X found an option.
Oh.
And go grab
$8.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you're right. If it'll load, it will not load. So there's that. Yeah. Wow. I'm also just imagining, even if you didn't want to use it for karaoke, just like you have a party and you just need your voice louder. Just everyone listen to me. Okay, I am speaking.
Yes.
Let's all get round up, everybody. It's time to eat. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I think it's really, really, if you want to dance by yourself. Exactly. Yeah, the brand name I can't even pronounce. It's like...
It went away.
Yeah. It is...
Mini Karaoke Machine. Blah, blah, blah.
There it is. Go to the store there. The E...
What on earth? E... E... Give... That's not pronounceable. There's too many consonants in there. It is spelled EGIVWCVIC.
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible to say. I think that is literally not mouthable.
It's ridiculous. Exactly.
God, remember when we did that story about all the companies that were ruining the... what was it? The trademark office, because they were all being trademarked?
Oh, yes.
I'm like curious, is this one of those culprits? Is this one of those trademark companies that no one can understand?
Trademarks are expensive, actually.
Yeah, there they are. The
Oh my God. Oh, they got a trademark for it.
Yeah, this is what they all do so that no other Amazon person can steal their white label thing.
Oh, I see.
And they're all like this, where they're all extremely recent, and they're like overrunning the trademark office with applications because they all want to have a trademark name so that they can keep their products protected.
I had to, every 10 years you have to renew your trademark. I have two trademarks. The GizWiz and GizWiz Biz. And it says renewal takes 60 days. It took 9 months before my renewal went through. So now I know the reason why.
Yep, that is why. Is all the Amazon people are trademarking their ridiculous names that we make fun of on the show because they want to protect their products on Amazon. Pretty fun. Okay, now the real what the heck is it, right?
The real what the heck is it? Let's take a peek.
Okie dokie.
When I took the gadget of the day out of the box, I thought, oh, wait a minute. This could be a what the heck is it?
Whoa. Kind of looks like a camera. Yeah.
You know what? When I took it out of the box, I too thought it looked like a camera, but it's almost impossible. Chad, anybody?
Maybe like a cleaning
okay.
squeegee?
It is a
no
phone holder Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, whoa.
All right. And this came up on Amazon as a Father's Day gift. You know, we're almost into June. June is Father's Day. So this is how this guy works. You charge it up. Pair it to Bluetooth, which it pairs very quickly. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do our famous play, the GizWiz theme on it. Now, the speaker on this is pretty good. Not as good as the thing we did, I think it was on last week's show, the Rupt speaker. I forgot this had a sub-name. And let me just see. Music. Paul Minchell's Country Giz Whiz. A little volume control here. It's a brand new day. It's not bad.
Yeah, okay. It's not.
Pretty decent.
It could be better, I think, compared to some of the others.
Yeah.
It went on to the next song, which we can't play because it might be copyrighted. All right, anyway, speaker quality is not as good as the speaker we had last week. With the Dipster was the speaker last week. That was like $45. And this actually not a bad Father's Day. $21.65 on Amazon. I think it's not a bad idea. And if you need it as a gift, why don't you buy one?
So
any
you
dads
can
feel like that's a good
you
gift?
Can it comes with a cable to charge it. And if you have your own cable, you can actually be charging it, and then there's another port where you can use it to then be charging your phone.
Oh, nice.
So if you're watching a long movie or something, you can just keep it going. Oh, 40% off.
Look at that.
You know, I think that coupon was there when I bought mine.
Yeah.
So that dropped it down to like $15.
Yeah, exactly. So 40% of 24 is very difficult to do in my head.
24,
almost
240. 50%. It's almost $10 off.
Yeah, exactly. I keep thinking it's almost 50%. It's really close to
50%. Yes, yes.
Yes. My head. Yeah, I could do iPad minis too, which is pretty interesting. I can go up to that size. That is not the iPad. That is like a knockoff mini iPad logo. Look at that weird. It's like reminiscent of the Apple logo. That's funny. Or screen.
Yeah, it will. It says it will hold a tablet.
Wow. Some of these have like big old clocks on them and stuff. I guess.
Oh my God, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no use for it, but. It says fits smartphones and tablets up to 13 inches.
This is so funny that they are putting the Father's Day in the title. They're like,
yes, yes, yes.
They know that people are going to be searching Father's Day gift, and they're just capitalizing on that. Hilarious, yes. Hilarious.
And someone in chat asked, it says, yes, you can use it for emergency charging. So you can charge a phone with it.
That's great. That's great.
And use it as a battery pack.
Cool. Very cool. Okie dokie. Next gadget, shall we?
Okay. My final gadget is this.
Did a little chat with Leo Laporte of Twit talking about the Gizwiz show. And he said, how could you possibly find that many gadgets? And I quickly thought, we do 3 gadgets a week for about 50 weeks. That's 150 gadgets. And now we're in year 20. So 150 gadgets for 10 years is 1,500.
Wow.
For 20 years is 3,000. So we're past 3,000 gadgets. And of all of those, this is probably the most bare bones of them all. The heavy duty door stopper. All right. And I'll tell you why. Because we have a problem in this building. We have a really heavy door. And the little thing that comes mounted on the door has been broken for 20 years. And it's very hard to find a stopper that doesn't let the door finally just slam closed. So I saw this non-slip design. Works on various floor surfaces, wood, tile, carpet. It requires no tools.
and I love that. No tools.
Almost and hold open almost any door. Okay.
I mean, it'd be funny if it needed a screwdriver.
It was just, I think, $10. Every door.
Just in case you were to carry it around,
this
you know.
Is almost a joke.
It's like when they say a free gift is included.
Now,
yeah.
We have this.
Wow.
Have
out of the velvet
and
bag.
Silver, and then we have it with jewels, if you like.
Whoa.
That is a riot.
It looks like that could double as a weapon if you needed it.
Because yeah. It's, looks exactly the same. Okay, we're going to go out in the
It seems like the door stop they would have at an Apple store.
Oh, it actually, it's very nicely made. It's
yeah,
very
like
nicely
a brushed
made.
Aluminum with a yeah. rubber all around. That's fancy looking.
We can't feel the weight of it.
And so that, this is the thing
old,
that they never...
The old sad doorstop.
Yes.
So, maybe we hear it close, you can tell it's kind of... All right.
And there's what we all have been the using, that giant...
The wood.
This block is very windy, and sometimes the wind almost holds the door open. So we're going to do this here. And...
Sticks out like a foot into the walkway, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and it slides.
It does slide. So, and also, this is pretty clunky. So
yeah.
Will this be better than that? Let's. Oh, no.
Try it on the tile. Try it on the tile, Diggity. I was kind of doing it, but...
Well, you know what? If you give it a little kick... Now, you know what?
Flip it over.
I'm going to try it on the front door. The front door.
The front door has a monster spring on it.
Okay. The front door is kind of worse than this.
Did you hear that slam?
Yeah, part? It's like...
Because the wind keeps it open, so they...
It slams.
It's like possessed to slam.
With the post office and Amazon, the rule is, on Ask the Post Office, they can leave anything as long as it's behind one locked door. So they often don't go through the second door. They just leave it here. So they wanted to make sure this door would close by itself. Consequently... Holding this door open is really all right. So this is, I don't think this could possibly work.
Yeah, there's like no clearance as well.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't get it under the door.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's kind of doing it.
That's not bad. The reason it's slipping a little is this door... has almost no opening at the bottom for it to get deeper. But I tell you, this is not bad. This is not bad at all. I wonder if I can get it over there.
There you go.
Boy, that's not bad, I tell you.
I'd buy two.
Well.
And you get the velvet bag.
Exactly. That you can't forget the velvet bag. yeah, that is really interesting. Yeah, the only thing I always shove it in there and like I pull the door towards it, but like man, that seems pretty pretty solid.
Yeah. Anyway, you get two of them for 18. Oh God, if you have a building.
You get your choice of color. This is like an Apple product. What on earth?
Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Yes, I need the, that's space, what is it? Midnight black. Here we go. Space gray. Oh, nice.
Oh, that is a riot.
That's really cool.
Crafted from premium aluminum alloy.
That's crazy.
It can handle the weight of even heavy doors. I didn't check the ratings. Did it do good?
Yeah, let's look. Pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had to use, you know, these type of stops before, or, you know, this type of rubber stop. A lot of them under the biggest doors will kind of just like melt into the floor. You know, they just kind of get there. So if they're too soft, they're too rubbery. It's kind of hard to get a good rubber one. This looks great. Yeah, I can't believe how industrial that seems.
Yeah. Spaceman wants to know if it comes in rose gold.
I know, that's,
isn't that an apple color?
Yes, definitely. Rose gold. Definitely. Rose gold. That's really the classic.
Oh, Crispy Bacon says we can pronounce the name.
Oh, can I? Let's see. Yes. Urogeo. Much easier to say. Oop, there you go. What else do they make? Oh, they do all sorts of door locks.
Oh, you know what, Chad? You had one of those on one of your spots.
I had a similar one. It wasn't made out of aluminum like this. It was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. You shove that piece into the door well where the latch goes, and then you shove that extra piece into it, and then it will wedge itself against the door. Here, there's a good kind of idea. Is you put it there on the door handle, close the door, and then shove that in the way, and then it wedges the door closed. Yeah, they have that too. What else are these people known for? That looks like it.
They only make two things.
They make a lot of door stops that are reminiscent of weapons. Honestly, that's what this company is really good at. Because these ones look like brass knuckles.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And then your doorstop is like a ice pick. That thing is crazy. Interesting. Very interesting. Okie dokie. Well, now.
Oh, boy.
A tad.
I have an idea. The glass on the desk is part of your final spot.
Oh.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
I gave you a red herring, Dickie D. Here, let me see.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get a better. Unfortunately, I put this. Here we go. Here's a better hint.
Okay.
There I go. Here's a better hint on the gadget that I'm gonna.
Wow.
Okay. Here we go. The last of my tech for tech. Let's check it out. This month's Crappy Corner theme is tech for your tech. And so, one of the techs that I like to use is my VR headset. I own a few. This is the Oculus Quest 2.
MetaQuest.
And so, what tech could I use for this tech? Here we are. The hip clip. This is a belt that's made to hold your controllers. So that's actually kind of a problem whenever you're putting on the headset. There's a lot to kind of manage as you're putting things on, and then you have to grab the controllers, and they can be set down far in front of you. So having them kind of attached to you is honestly sounds like a fantastic sort of gadget to have. Before we start, though, little caveat is that this hip clip is made for the Quest 3 and 3S. I only own a Quest 2, so I kind of knew that getting into it. But for all of my knowledge, the controller profile, like this thing on your grip, is exactly the same. The only difference is this loop here. This loop exists on the Quest 2, where the Quest 3 has a touchpad in its place. I looked all over the internet to see if this would be an issue with this. There was only 40 reviews on one site, only one review on another. Couldn't find the answer, so we're gonna answer it now. Let me open up this box. Inside of the box are the two hip clips. This is what they look like. They're just kind of plastic to kind of grip that controller. And then on the back, there is that belt sort of, I thought this was kind of be a belt loop. It's just a belt clip. So you got two of those, one for each hand, and then you also are given a belt. It's a very, very wide belt, and then it has a plastic belt buckle on the end there. I've used this type of, there you go, it's like that. I've used this type before. How does our logo go? The arrow points up. Okay, so something like that. So what you would do is you'd feed this through, make it as tight as you want,
clip it down. Okay, there we go. Let's grab, does it say, okay, this is the left side. There's a little L on there. Let's stick the L on. Okay, one thing, both is on now. This is a little bit hard to figure out exactly what to do with. I'm just gonna sit here and let's holster them and see, are they incompatible? I will say that the loop does make it hit my body more, right? This, this which would not be an issue on the Quest 3 controllers, wouldn't be an issue. But honestly, that's pretty... Okay, I can't do a virtual hula hoops, but...
Don't use him for the commercial.
I just need to, like, put them somewhere while I'm getting on my headset. This is fantastic. I can throw this on and then easily have access to either. Or just, you know, set one down, move around. It's, they are kind of like holsters in a way. Ha! Draw! I'm ready to do a virtual Western. So yeah, the hip clip... I can say, I can now answer the internet. No one asked except for me, and I didn't even write it down. But they are compatible with the Quest 2 with that caveat that it does sort of dig in a little bit more than if this loop, this light loop, wasn't there in the way. But the grip is perfectly compatible. So it wasn't too expensive. This is definitely some tech for your tech. Back to you guys.
Well, there you go. Sorry to throw you off with the glass.
Oh, no, that's okay.
So they're not too expensive, which is another thing that I liked. I picked them up for $15 at the store, and I've kind of seen them around for less. Here they are on their website for $20.
Oh, okay.
So here, let me
a couple
just...
of people said you could use them as drink holders.
Have to be small drinks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you could see. You could find it here on Amazon for $12. Best Buy had it for also $12. I picked mine up. Honestly, I picked mine up at Target, and it was still it was $16. They didn't charge me a different price than what they're saying online. But yeah, there. This is what I ended up getting. So yeah, I think that this is great because honestly, many times you throw on your headset and you're blinded in the first, you know, as the thing is booting up and you're like, I don't know where my controllers are. I set them down over here. I don't know. So I like it. Yeah, just don't dance or hula hoop with them, you know, and you'll be good. The hip clip, that wraps it up for the tech for your tech category. So I'm going to be asking our Patreon subscribers or Patreon members what the next theme will be. So if you want to put your vote in on the next poll, become a Patreon member today so that you can vote on next month's crappy corner theme. With that, let's jump into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Our email is from Dewey in Port Angeles and said, I'm writing regarding a comment Chad made about wanting to see the old iPod Nano. I actually had a video about that in 2019, and he put a link to the video. Perfect. I do not remember this video, and there is a gadget in there I would have bought in a second because I owned about three Nano. I love the Nano. Anyway, yeah. Let's watch the video, and then we can talk about it.
Perfect.
Hi, Dick and Chad. I'd like to share with you a couple of my favorite podcast and music listening gadgets, which unfortunately I can no longer use them that way because they're so ancient, but they were favorites of mine because of small size and convenient ease of use. The first was what I would call my fat Nano.
Yeah, the big the video Nano.
It still, yes. It still works. Unfortunately, you can't connect it to your computer to download a podcast or music to it any longer. But I loved the color of it. I loved the size of it. I had a little leather case for it that would clip it on my belt, and it was really lots of fun. That was replaced later on by this item, which is a Nano, but they came out with some enterprising company came out with
it. I never remember.
And because it had a clock app on it, then you could use it as a watch. And I actually carried it around and used this as a watch.
I do remember this, yeah.
For a year or so.
It's funny because it had a clip on the back.
This was probably back in...
It's like doubled its size, so it was like a thick watch. Because it had that clip.
But it's also a complete Nano with, you know...
But it was great.
Used to have the ability to do all of those sorts of things that a Nano does. Unfortunately, again, it's no longer supported by iTunes. So I don't know of any way to put something on there anymore.
It's crazy. Back
these
in 2000, whenever,
at the moment.
Apple still had an
great
insanely
fun while
good
I had
interface.
Them, and I still kind of hang on to them, as you know we do.
Compared to some of the gadgets we have nowadays.
Thanks again for the great show. I greatly enjoy it every week, and I hope it gets a chance to see those on the show.
That's fantastic. That's perfect.
That's Dewey in Port Angeles, who says, I love the show. I have seen or heard every episode you've produced, and I look forward to it every week.
Amazing. Dewey has personally seen all 3,000 gadgets that we've got.
Yes. Well, let's see. You do one a week, so you do 50 a year, and you're doing it for more than 10 years.
Yeah. It's over 500 so you're gadgets.
Over easily. 500 gadgets. Yeah.
I'm sure we've repeated one or two. We covered the FoldyMate a few times, but still... It's got to be in the thousands of gadgets that we've covered.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't get to 2,000 episodes without something.
ScooterX says there are still apps to let you sync to the iPod Nano?
That makes sense. So back in the day, I remember there were apps that would allow you to kind of hack into the iPod to, like, get into the file system. And I used to do that because, like, it was the easiest way to get MP3s. And so I'd be like, hey, you have a full iPod, come over to my house and plug it into my computer, and I'm going to steal all your MP3s with this program. So, like, I remember that, like, the programs existed, so I assume probably one of those homebrew things still exists to kind of keep a lot of it updated. It's definitely not through iTunes. It's definitely not through, like, a first-party software. Marsworm Marble says, tell Dewey that if you can still connect it to USB, there is Media Monkey for Windows, which still works with my iPod video. And then ScooterX is sharing a different one called iMagging?
It's like iMagazine. iMazing, right?
iMazing. There you go. My dyslexia is getting the worst of me. I read that as magazine. iMazing. Here we go.
So boy, yeah, because I have an iPod. What's the thin little one that's like 4 inches long?
Is it screen
the iPod
only?
Mini was it? Yeah.
Or is it? Is it?
I think it's called
screen?
The iPod Mini.
Yeah, the iPod Mini. Yeah. Here, I wonder if
I'd like to. I'd like to get stuff off that too. Yeah.
Yes. So there's.
Oh my God.
There is definitely programs that exist, out there. I want to see. Well,
that's great.
This is just a quick thing I saw online. We can try to nail down which iPods we have. There you go. That was the Nano that he covered in 2010.
Yeah.
Do you have one of these?
Oh, I had the iPod Touch.
Ah, the iPod Touch. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
2010, the first one that was just in the one color. In the year 2010. There it is. You just went by.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Over here. Yeah. And this, like, that one and that one.
Yeah, fourth gen. Yeah.
I'm surprised I don't see the original Nano, because the original Nano was iconic.
You're right. It's not there.
What? Yeah.
You know what? The other iPad in his video was there, but not the Nano.
Yeah. This one... is the one that I remember as being, like, just insane. That when this one came out, this was the one of the original Nanos, I thought. Yeah, a Nano first generation. It was so ahead of its time because it was just so small. There was like not a device that small that existed. It was
that was great. That was great.
And then I owned one of these too. I owned it in green, I think, and I loved that thing. Loved that thing. It was the next generation where they were doing the aluminum. Because do you remember? Oh my gosh, the iPad Mini or the iPod Minis. This is like all my friends in the originally had one of these things.
How can they not shine the Nano anywhere? That is a riot.
I know. That was the original Nano. That was the original Mini. It's funny because they've gone through. I mean, gosh, remember the Shuffle?
Oh, there's one. The Mini is in with the four.
Yeah, so this is the iPod Shuffle, I think, first gen, iPod Shuffle, iPod Nano, second gen, iPod Nano Video, I don't know, you know, like, who knows how to, I can't remember. I remember my father had one of the iPod Shuffles, the worst iPod Shuffle, and I felt so bad, because it was like, I knew it, it was like the worst iPod Shuffle. It was the one that had no screen, it was this one. It was just a clip. That was the entire iPod. It had no screen. It had nothing. The only way you could control it was with the headphone, with this controller right here. That was the only way you could control the entire iPod Nano. And I think that he got it like a school gave it to him or something. It was like, that was the entire iPod. I was like, that's the least user-friendly design I've ever seen. That was a Shuffle. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was made to clip like anywhere. You know, it was like for runners.
If you were running, it was meant to be the
tiniest device that ever existed. But this was the entire device.
Oh my God.
The smallest iPod that ever existed was that. And see, that's not even on that infographic that I showed earlier as well. Thanks for the. Oh my gosh, that's not even the letter. We have to get to the letter. Oh my gosh.
No, that was Dewey's video.
I loved that video, Dewey. It went sent me down a big rabbit hole of. Oh, big rabbit hole. I'm cutting myself off. Big rabbit hole of memories. So that's fantastic. With that, let's get into the letter.
Now, Raymond Wick writes, subject, funny gadget. I came across this and I thought it would be funny to talk about on the show in case you need to hold a bottle of wine while you're in the shower. Now, it doesn't show a bottle of wine, but you can have a cold drink in the shower.
I think I did this one time.
Did you?
I think I did, but I can't. Maybe I bought it, but never did it. I owned something similar to this for the show.
It almost seems a little pricey, though, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's just a silicone mold.
It's a silicone mold with a sticky back.
Yeah. I think this was one of the ones that I had. Yeah. That's so funny.
The beer holder for the shower. Maybe you did.
I can't remember if that's the problem. This is why we cover so many gadgets, folks. Okay?
Yes.
Sometimes there are repeats. This is just hilarious. When you can't take a break from taking a drink, you got the the shower koozie holder.
I guess this one is a little bigger because it says ice bucket holder, ice bucket drink.
Yeah,
holder.
Look at that. They do show a whole wine glass.
They do. Oh, my gosh.
Let's see the reviews. Let's see. Did anyone stick a wine bottle into it? Oh, they put a Dr. Pepper can in it. That cannot fit a wine bottle. There's no way.
I think there are two different versions.
Ooh. Oh, there might be. Here, let's go back up to the top. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yes, yes. The canned version is $9.
Yeah.
But the one with extra room for ice is $13.
That is crazy. No,
I never shower unless my drink is cold and I have. But I need
an appetizer.
I get stressed
in the shower. I need a little something to take the edge off, you know? It's like after a long day's work when you just want to crack a brewski and also take a shower at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Raymond, like that's very funny. Thank you.
That's great. That is great. Okay, thank you to everybody for watching the show, and also thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode, so thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving a little bit to patreon.com/gizwiz. There you can support us every time we upload an episode. You can also vote on the Patreon poll there, so it's a fantastic group of folks. Head on over to gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the page. On that same webpage, there's also a tiny little link to PayPal if you want to give via PayPal instead of Patreon. You can do that once again at our website, gizwiz.tv. That's where we go live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. And when we're live, the website will just update with the live stream. So just head on over to gizwiz.tv to look for the live stream. And also make sure you join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic people in there. I just joined, so you're not going to see any chats. But there they are. There's all the fantastic people. I really encourage that. And then if you need an episode, it's there on our website or on our YouTube page, or on Apple Podcasts, or all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back to a gadget or a reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The original What the Heck Is It? If I can click it, there we go. This is a gadget that you gotta guess. Guess what the heck it is, and I like to give it away. And this is actually a VR headset holder for spiders. You know, they have a lot of eyes, so they have a lot of little Oculus things. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in the gizwiz.biz, 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. The instructions on how to enter are there on the website, so get a guess in at gizwiz.biz. And that about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.